one of Pittsburgh's greatest singer-songwriters, a really passionate performer as well. You'll get to meet him or get to know him better if you've already heard him throughout the hour. So join me as we welcome Jeremy Caywood.
Good morning.
Let me play a song. Yeah, here. I'm sorry. Yeah, why don't we have you start off?
Yeah, that sounds great.
I forgot. I usually warn or advise, I hope it's not a warning, that we'll start.
Expecting balloons and confetti, and we're going to start dancing and things.
The curtains open. How have you been?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Keeping real busy. So.
Yeah, what would you like to open up with?
I'm going to start with a song called One Day They'll Raise. Recently wrote it this past year, so yeah. Two ways to look at everything. A flower grows, a flower's dying. One point that ends up being heard, and it's a long drawn out. Is it rain that is pouring on your head? No sunshine is coming then. One path we find our feet will walk, it's a maze. Let it amaze. Cause one day they'll put you in the ground. Yeah, one day they'll send you off with a sound. One day they'll raise you up. Yeah, one day they'll raise you up. One day they'll raise you up. Like a bird that is feeding on the ground, are they your words you're eating now? Put them out in the sun to grow and pick the dead. Cause where you stand will not be the place that you find yourself on your face. Ooh, yeah, see how you've grown. See how you've grown. Cause one day it'll put you in the ground. Yeah, one day it'll send you off with a sound. One day it'll raise you up. Yeah, one day it'll raise you up. One day it'll raise you up. There's two ways to look at everything, and one point that ends up being heard.
Jeremy Caywood here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's always a little hard for me when I know somebody from being here before. Not hard, but some folks are wondering who you are, where you came from, all of those things. Why you have a banjo tattooed on your kind of looks like a banjo.
It's music staff.
It looks like a banjo.
I like the banjo strings. That's good. That's good.
Actually, the staff that you could be adding notes.
Yeah, a little Sharpie.
Yeah. Actually, you don't ever do that, do you?
I do, actually, sometimes. As dorky as that is.
Yeah. No, I like it. You could. Do you ever, when you're driving or walking, and you see five telephone lines or wires and birds sitting on them, do you try to imagine what?
Oh, I've seen images of that. Yeah, and then people like actually compose whatever it is that, you know, play the notes out from the birds sitting on the wires. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I often every now and then it seems like one wire or like the birds are on every wire, but like one of them. And it's like, what's wrong with,
what's
that,
wrong
wire?
With that wire?
or there could be something like that, just wondering how exactly that bird would happen to, you know, what's going on?
Right.
Why is that? Why is that wire there? So, folks might be wondering, you know, just a little bit about who you are,
sure,
where you're from, and those kinds of things.
Well, my name is Jeremy Caywood. Born and raised in Pittsburgh. Started playing music pretty young age. Had a fear of the stage at first, but who doesn't? And then once I got my feet wet in theater, I was just like, so enamored with being on stage, with entertaining. I love that. So after I came back from college and received a BA in music, I just started hitting the ground running, playing tunes at all the open stages, getting to know people. Eventually formed a band called The Way of Life. We're still going strong. We're trying new things. We're having way too much fun in that band. That was who was here last time, actually.
Yeah, you were here with the band. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think about stage fright sometimes. I had terrible stage fright, absolutely terrible, as a child. Really, even as a young adult, eventually I got to the point where I had no stage fright if I was going to be heard and not seen on the radio. But even in my early 20s, I found it very difficult to be in front of a group.
Right.
How do you think you overcame that?
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure.
Friends that kind of like just introduced the stage and you know, it was like, oh, I'm on stage with my friends. You know, I feel comfortable here. The big leap was performing alone on stage. I didn't really fathom that fear until I was like, oh, I can go on stage. And then I went on stage and I was like, I am completely alone now. This is strange, but I just keep going at it. And it seems to be overcome, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, I ask that in part because people listening might feel, I can remember feeling like I could never do that. I couldn't possibly do that. And it's like, if you were to ask me how I became more comfortable, I don't think I would have an answer, actually. I think it would be probably just repetition, you know, doing
repetition,
it. The more you do it, the more comfortable you feel. And maybe, especially as you get older, not having too much of a sense of, having a sense of pride maybe, but not having a sense of shame.
Knowing that
you could, you know, make what you think is a mistake that most people don't catch anyway.
Yeah, as long as you're not falling literally on your face. And, that's fun.
Yeah. Jeremy Caywood is here, and he's got a few things coming up soon that we'll talk with you about in a couple moments. But what would you like to play next?
This is one of my favorite songs to play right now. Have you ever read Calvin and Hobbes?
Sure.
Yeah. So this is my ode to Bill Watterson. Bill Watterson grew us up through imagination with the life of a child and his tiger stuffed tight. Every day new adventures to play and a deeper meaning through simplicity, saying, look, you learned, and now every mistake you find out. Does spiff go down, or the drama of falling out? Up the slide, the teacher says, maybe try the swings next time. And look, you learning now every mistake you find out. Mom says, what are you doing to the yard? I'm digging trenches, trying to build indestructible fortresses. And she says, look, you're learning now. Every mistake you'll find out, you find out. Yeah, look, you're learning now. Every mistake you find out, you find out.
Jeremy Kaywood, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I like that song.
Thank you.
So you've got a couple of things coming up.
Yeah.
What's going on tomorrow? You mentioned.
Tomorrow's pretty cool. At Hambones, I started this acoustic brunch. It's basically every Sunday. They already had brunch, and I was like, well, there should be a light entertainment, right? This feels right. So I just started showing up and booking a couple acoustic musicians at a time, and it started to take off, and we're on week 22 tomorrow, actually, going strong. And tomorrow is a holiday acoustic brunch, 40... I'm sorry. I should know this. Ben's going to kill me if he's listening. Ben is the head chef who is one of my partners for this project. Miracle on 42nd Street. Yeah, that's it. That's what he called it. Yeah, I like that name.
It's great. Well, that's a. Is it no 50? What's the movie? Miracle on
34th.
34th Street. Inflation now 54th, but. That should be fun. So you'll be playing there.
Yeah, we have from 10 to 3, we have 16 musicians all doing some holiday songs, doing a couple original tunes. And it's also a big benefit for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So if you're thinking about coming down to Hambones tomorrow between 10 and 3 to check this holiday brunch out, we have a real special menu. And you should bring some food donations because we really want to do some good before the holidays. So,
let me mention that you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, and WSHJ Grove City, among other stations. WNJR Washington. We had a total power outage. Here in the That's Children's weird. Museum of Pittsburgh. I mean total power outage. I haven't seen one of those in a long time while on the radio. And what was beautiful is all of our equipment kept operating because it's all backed up appropriately. But I think one of our web servers might have I'm pretty sure it did because Larry at Elwood City was listening to you and enjoying it. And he said, do you know that just when you were talking about wires and electrical wires, everything stopped as soon as you said electric wires.
Oh, wow.
When
how
we were talking before. Very interesting. Yeah. It means, but it was kind of nice. Everything stayed on here, and studio equipment has these nice glowing lights. It almost makes me, no, I'm not going to wish for it.
No.
Again. You're working on a new album too, right?
Yeah, I did a live recording back in May at Club Cafe. It was just acoustic, and I had Josh Rabanitz open up for me. Always love Josh, good guy. And
I wish he had more energy.
if that guy had any way of producing more energy, you know, the world might implode.
But, yeah, Josh is just...
I love him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. And so you recorded the set? And
First Flight Records had a huge role in that. And then now we're working through Liveberg Studios, which is up near Heartwood Acres. Chris Lea does a lot of great things. But Adam Levine is my partner in releasing the live recording. At the live recording, I haven't set a date yet. But once we do it, we're going to do another live recording, totally different music. With a backing band and everything, so.
So at the release party, mm-hmm. you will record that, and that will become the focus of the next release party. I kind of like that. That's kind of like when you put two mirrors together and you see an image of an image of an image.
Oh, that's great.
Let us know when you do that.
I definitely will.
That'll be kind of fun. What would you like to do next? Let's
Sure. Let's see. I got this new song. I'm going to give this new one out a shot here. It's called Say Goodbye. Yeah. Shades close, last candle burning down. Stay close, I'm just still asking how. So breathe, breathe, oh. Sunrise, moon setting farther now. Dark eyes, all just still asking how. But breathe, just breathe. Say goodbye. Oh, I'll try to say goodbye. Jeremy Kaywood, it's really nice to hear you alone acoustically. I mean, I enjoyed Way of Life too, as the band, but it's just nice to hear these songs as they are. Oh, thank you.
Do you find yourself composing a lot? We were joking before about writing notes on the staff on your arm, but
I definitely spend a lot of time creating. And sometimes songs just spew out, and other times it takes a long time to finish them. And
I'm always fascinated by that. I think many songwriters have had experiences where a song emerged out of practically nothing. I think Gentle on My Mind by John Hartford had a relatively short gestation period, if I remember correctly. But often songs that, end up becoming huge hits and very well known, and that even have exceptional craftsmanship. I guess you have to count the time that it was lying dormant until it actually came out onto paper with a pen.
Well, I sometimes find that I'll maybe have a chord progression or something, and I'll just be like, wow, I really like that. I don't know how to make that flesh out. I need to step away from it. And then just giving it that time, going back to it for whatever reason, you pick it up and you go to play that same thing again, and it's coming out, I don't know, a little bit more maturely, something like that.
The playwright, August Wilson, I only learned this about him within maybe the last year, is he used to collect lines of dialogue. He would listen to people in the community and would either verbatim write down things they said, or he would just hear something and write lines. And in much the same way as if you remember the movie A Beautiful Mind,
there were
all these scraps of paper up on the walls of John Nash's office.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, August Wilson would have, you know, these boxes and boxes and, you know, probably not post-it notes, but little notes of dialogue. And then he would use them to compose.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know where this is going to go, but I know it's going to go somewhere. And he would start to put things together
that
way.
I went through my post-it note stage. Yeah, I did. My mom will tell you all about that. She kept buying me more and more.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I wasn't going to talk about this too much, but I will.
That's fine.
But I was at the Fred Rogers Center this week in Latrobe.
Cool.
And a very kind friend of mine gave me a pair of white gloves and allowed me to, and Ricky was with me, to sift through some of the files of Mr. Rogers related to his writing, because there's a lot more to Fred Rogers than Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And so I'm reading speeches and writing dating back to the late 80s, early 90s. And I could talk about that for hours, but it was funny for a moment. You know, there was a folder that had all these post-it notes with Mr. Rogers' handwriting on it. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, post-it notes would have been around back then. You know, you tend to forget that just because I'm thinking I miss Mr. Rogers. It's been a long time, but it's like he's not prehistoric, and post-it notes are not that modern that they still don't exist.
Mr. Rogers has been a huge influence, you know, and he should be in everybody.
If you read—
It's just brilliant.
He really is, and part of the work of the center is to go through those archives, which he had intended to do anyway, but didn't get a chance to himself. Also, I mentioned this earlier, and I won't. I had a chance to play his grand piano. It's a long story, but he had given to him by a family member one of the large grand pianos. It looked to be a full-size Steinway,
right.
Maybe 18 feet long, or it's very big. And he took it with him everywhere. He got it when he was 10, and he ended up taking it to college. He took it to New York City. Now it's back in Latrobe. It's beautiful.
Wow.
And
you got to play it.
Yeah, I got
it. Oh,
how
cool
is
that?
It was really, really fun to do it. Jeremy Kaywood is here. We were talking about songwriting. I got off on my own little
But Mr. Rogers
tangent.
Is a good topic, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what I was interested in was reading his edits. Looking at his redrafts and seeing what words he chose to strike out altogether or strike out and replace. Because to me, that was kind of the essence. There's something there.
Yeah.
You know, I evaluated that and decided I wanted to do this instead. And if I need a sabbatical, I would love to spend a year like cataloging all of those. Because it says a lot, you know,
about
the words you choose not to use.
I was in a flash mob, what was it, maybe 3 years ago. It was so cool. For Mr. Rogers, WQED did it down at the waterfront.
I remember that.
Yeah. And if you know Jeremy Colbert, he was like the music director and everything for that. That was a super fun time. I remember that was a fascinating day.
Yeah. That was fun. One of my favorite moments like that is during his memorial service, there were some people from the so-called church that protests funerals in kind of a not very nice way out in a I can't remember the – it's I probably just as well, but there are these folks that will protest funerals of soldiers. And anyway, they came out, and they were on a corner outside of Hines Hall, but a group about 20 times – the size of them from Pittsburgh were on the other corner, drowning them out as they sang songs Mr. Rogers wrote.
Wow.
It was really kind of surreal. And that was all done just, I think, organized almost ad hoc.
Yeah.
And they did drown them out.
That's cool.
Nice to have Jeremy Caywood with us. We are going to hear a few more songs. What would you like to do next?
Sure. I'm going to do a song that it's called Kelly's Island, which it's about the last American island in Lake Erie before the Canadian border. I spent some vacations there. Sun shines through in the deep Lake Erie water, where the South Bass and Kelly's family lay. Little bubbles resting on the surface of the white-capped endless waves. Empty skies, but the gulls roam on, simple patterns as they dive through the sky. Through the sky, hey-oh, hey-oh. There's a breeze blowing fairly hard at the front porch door in the night when the moon lights the sky. And the stars glowing evermore. Quiet footsteps echo in the dark of the streets where you lay. What do they say? What do they say? Whoa. Sitting high, perched upon the rocks at the West Bay Inn Pier, holding on to the quickly melting sky as the sun disappears. Colors splash, stand still in time, and nothing else moves. Not even you. Not even you. Whoa. Whoa.
That's Jeremy Caywood. I've never heard of Kelly Island.
Yeah, you should check it out. Kelly's Island.
It's still there.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a great vacation spot. I shouldn't plug it too much because the more people that go there, the busier it'll be. But it's really beautiful.
How did you discover it?
Oh, my family. They were going there, and when I don't even remember how I was too young to remember. And then we did a couple other vacations, and then eventually kept going back to Kelly's Island. It was just you get hooked.
I'm looking at Ricky. Did you know about Kelly Island? No, because she went to Edinburgh, and I was thinking maybe that was more common to know.
It's like Sandusky, Ohio, is like the area I think that you just kind of take a boat.
Well, yeah, there's Pudding Bay is mm-hmm. out there, and now that it's funny, you immediately when you I immediately when I think of Lake Erie think about Pennsylvania's Lake Erie, but it's a great lake, so it goes for quite some way.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up? What neighborhood?
I went to Thomas Jefferson High School.
Okay.
So that's in the South Hills, Pleasant Hills area.
And what made me think of that is it's amazing. There's a lot of Pittsburghers that share vacation spots.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Nag's Head, you're bound to run into many, many Pittsburghers.
Right.
Or other areas. But that part of Lake Erie, I don't know too many people that were spending time there, at least when I was growing up.
Well, it's been cleaned up, I think, now. You know.
My parents would take me to Erie, Pennsylvania, then out to Presque Isle and tell me it was the ocean. It took me a while to get over that. But I don't think they were trying to trick me. I think
they
were
just kind of playing along.
Yes, trying to help me. Sometimes they'd bring a little salt shaker, and that would help, too.
That's so great.
Look for Jeremy at brunch tomorrow at Ham Bones. He'll be performing there. We also put a link to his Facebook page on our Facebook page so that you can easily get to him and follow him. What's up with the band? Anything coming up soon?
Unfortunately, I think the only thing that we have planned is January 13th, and in fact, if they're listening, they're probably just finding this out for the first time, at Black Forge Coffee. I'm sorry, I don't remember the lineup. I've been so focused on the holiday stuff recently.
I can find that out if you've posted it.
It might be posted. It might not be posted. Probably find a lot of brunch on that Facebook page.
Well, we'll look. We'll look for him. But it's it's probably a good time to take a break too. So mid January, early January on the 13th, you'll get a chance to hear the band, and the band is it's really a nice combination. You do some interesting things together.
Oh, cool! Thank you.
The way of life. We should have time for a couple more, as long as you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, I think I have a couple more in me here.
Okay, what would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song that that I really like when my friends sing along to. So if they're at home listening, or if anybody's listening, I know they are listening. So when you're listening now, it's a really simple chorus. You can just kind of catch on. And
so we can learn and sing along and become your friends.
And become my friend.
By doing that.
Be my friend.
I'm going to try.
Won't you be my neighbor?
My friend? I'm going to try to sing along and in my head, just so I don't spoil any of this.
Sure.
Here's Jeremy Kaywood.
Try to make yourself a home. Try to call what you're living in a home. You want to have a home. And the hours disappear. The hours are disappearing. They are whizzing by. I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired of this. There's a candle burning in the other room. You tell yourself to burn the other room. Then the other room is burning. There's a cloud up in the sky. Oh, it won't drop the rain unless it tries, unless it's forced to. And I never meant to force you. I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired of this today. Wave your hand up in the air. Try to catch the attention of the person over there. Didn't catch the attention of the person over there. But I'm trying way too hard, oh, to connect myself together in this time. Oh, it's just another line, it's just another rhyme, just another line, another rhyme, another time. And I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired, yeah, I'm so tired of this. Today, another day, another day, another roller coaster ride.
Jeremy Caywood, that's a great song. When did you write that?
I wrote that over the summertime, I believe. No, actually, I wrote that at the live recording. That's right. That was an improv song on stage. Huh. The recording is different, obviously, because it was of that moment. But then, as I listened to it and kind of formulated it, pieced it all together, this is what it turned into.
Well, that kind of matches what we were talking about before, about songs that can just emerge. And
yeah.
Really, I was listening very carefully to that song, and there's a lot. That's an intricate song that's worth listening to a few times.
Thank you.
It's anthemic in some ways, I think. Wow. Which is good.
Yeah.
What's the best way for folks? I mentioned Facebook before.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah, Facebook is great. I don't actually have a website. Maybe I shouldn't tell them what I don't have. I should tell them what I do.
Well, I wanted. I try to. I was looking. I didn't find a website.
Yeah.
But so
working on it.
It's Jeremy Caywood, Caywood Wood, and you can, if you Google that, you'll find Reverb Nation, I think, and Facebook,
Reverb and SoundCloud, and a bunch of articles that have been around and shows that have happened already and things to come. So,
yeah, I really appreciate you being here. I know it's a busy time of year.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for asking me to come on back again.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's fun, and we'll have the band back soon too.
Cool.
I hope. Anything I maybe should have asked and I didn't ask?
We touched on many things. The holiday brunch, the recording,
The release party, as you announce the date, it'll end up. The CDs aren't ready yet, right?
So no, that's okay.
So once you announce, so you're gonna actually wait till they're ready then announce the date? That's a very
no. We just want to finish mixing first.
Yeah. that's the thing you do is you announce the date first,
right.
and then you expedite the shipping so that they come in
right.
On time.
Yeah, right. and then the truck breaks down.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way that you do it. You can just announce the month, but not the year.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yeah, well, we were planning on late January, but that didn't. That's a little.
It's so hard.
Yeah, isn't it?
And I think that's true with many, many things when it comes to deadlines. And always, what is that? Parkinson's Law. Work expands to fill the time available in which to do it. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Would you like to close up with?
Oh, I'll close up with a song about sharing your love. Because everybody should share their love, share the positive things in their life, find a way to not bring others down with their negativity, but find a positive way of releasing that, whether it's creativeness or it's all creativeness. Just be creative and allow that in your life. So cheers, and have a leak in your heart. Love is all around us here. There's people singing in your ears. You step out for a cigarette, oh, and you've missed the next hit. And
Everyone is looking round. Drinks are poured, their smiles now. And when your toes are tapping hard, oh, you know you're doing your part. With a leak in your heart, there's a leak in your heart. And if everybody does their part, we'll all have a leaky heart. The mood is set, the candle's lit. Well, if we work, we all can fit. Piece by piece to the puzzle, oh, do you know what that does? Oh, it's spreading love from ear to ear. When the rain falls, the sun will clear. Every struggle you impart, because it's from a leaky heart. With a leak in your heart, there's a leak in your heart. And if everybody does their part, we'll all have a leaky heart. Or the leak in your heart, there's a leak in your heart. And if everybody does their part, we'll all have a leaky heart. Without a hole to survive with, the good will go away. And the bad will take over, take over, take over. Don't let that hole close today. So move your lips and speak your voice. Stand for whatever the choice. Just do it in a gentle way and listen to what others say. Oh, reach out your hand, oh, stretch it so it never ends. Oh, just care for what's in others' hearts and don't forget to share your love. With a leak in your heart, there's a leak in your heart. And if everybody does their part, we'll have a leaky heart. With a leak in your heart, there's a leak in your heart. Everybody does their part, we have a leaky heart. There's a leak in your heart. Whoa, leak in your heart. There's a leak in your heart.